Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Pip Mooney with you. An eight-day deluge is descending on Australia's east coast, prompting a warning for drivers to take extra care during the school holidays. In Queensland, the soaking conditions are believed to have contributed to a horror crash on the Sunshine Coast that's left a man dead after his car left the road and hit a tree near Doonan overnight. While the rain bomb across Sydney and the state's already drenched Illawarra region is expected to intensify throughout this evening, with a month's worth of rain predicted to fall this weekend. A Perth woman has died and an eight-year-old boy is fighting for life after a horror crash near the South Australian-Victorian border. It's believed the family were on a road trip to Melbourne when their car collided with a logging truck near Mount Gambier. A male passenger and two children escaped with only minor injuries. The driver of the truck is assisting police. And the French president wants to put the submarine debacle behind him after warmly welcoming Anthony Albanese to Paris. The two leaders have met overnight, marking the first meeting between the two countries since the Morrison government scrapped a multi-billion dollar deal. Emmanuel Macron says he wants to focus on the future, not the past.
Our willingness to rebuild a relationship based on trust between our two countries, based on mutual respect after, we all know, a difficult period of time, but also a relationship which is based on strategic and historical partnership.
That's translation. Thanks to the ABC. And briefly, thousands of protesters have rallied in multiple states today, standing in solidarity with the US after the Supreme Court overturned abortion rights. In sport, Essendon are taking on Sydney at the G in today's AFL action. Later on, Adelaide host Melbourne, and Crows coach Matty Nicks says they're changing things up as Riley Filthorpe returns.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, lengthy discussion about what that dynamic looked like ahead of the ball. And then we bring Riley back into the side.
And in NRL, the Bulldogs and Sharks kick off Saturday Arvo footy today at Combank, with the Panthers and the Knights the winners last night. The big derby between North Queensland and the Broncos headlines tonight's action. Listener.